when we're diagnosed with a medical condition, what are some of the first things we think of? Limitations? Yeah, that's certainly one. How about thinking about having to carry the weight for this for the rest of your life? Yeah, that's just being human, though, isn't it? It doesn't make you a bad person. That's especially how people react when they're diagnosed with diabetes. Now, how about if you could find a way to lighten that load and not have a limited life of diabetes? My next guest, well, he doesn't just say it's possible. He is making it possible. Here are the details. Is the founder of U.S. Diabetes Care, Tim Keller. Thanks for being here today, Tim.
Hey, thank you very much.
Give you the website, and it's on our homepage, too, usdiabetescare.com. And let's start with some stats, Tim, because it reinforces the importance of the work that you're doing. This is from the CDC. Most recent numbers, an estimated 38.4 million adults in the U.S., that's just under 12% of the population, had diabetes. A great number of those undiagnosed, and as far as the prevalence of the disease based on race, the American Indian, Alaskan Native have the highest ratio. Then it goes Hispanic, African American, Asian American, and white. But if you look at that number, Tim, almost 12% of the U.S. population with one disease. I would call that an epidemic, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, those numbers are a little skewed, and the reason why is because those are Medicare numbers. So they're not talking, they're not putting in the private pay, commercial, self-pay industry. And then on top of that, there's another 93 million, what they call pre-diabetics. Okay, so it's kind of funny that the number gets flipped. 38, almost 39 million registered diabetics through the Medicare system and Medicaid. And then we got 93 million pre-diabetics. Now, they call it pre-diabetes. I say you're not pre-pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not. Either you're diabetic or you're not. They came up with pre-diabetes so that they could sell more drugs earlier and get diabetics in that fear factor of being diagnosed with diabetes. And they westernized medicine trains doctors to write a script, treat a symptom, not a patient, and that's writing scripts. So the training is that once a diabetic, always a diabetic, and that's not true at all.
And when you think of that too, the medication is just maintaining where you are, which doesn't exactly fully eliminate long-term complications like heart disease, stroke, kidney, eye damage, and the list goes on. Now, what you're doing is, through lifestyle changes, not just managing, but reducing the risk of those long-term complications becoming long-term.
Absolutely. And so this is what people don't understand about diabetes, because diabetes is such a difficult disease to understand. But diabetes actually is insulin resistance. Diabetes type 2 and 3 and, gestation, all those things are basically insulin resistance in the body. Insulin resistance starts in the cells that live in the muscle. And you can be insulin resistant for 10, 15 years before you even actually become a diabetic. So what we're learning through lifestyle medicine, that you can go in and clean the cells out and get the insulin resistance out of the body, all disease states go away. So diabetes goes away, high blood pressure goes away, lipidemia, cholesterol, all those things are caused by insulin resistance, which is, uploading of too much insulin into the muscle, and the cells are clogged with intracellular lipid fat, which we get, by the way, from all the processed foods, unhealthy fats, seed oils, fast food, inner aisle processed foods, hydrogenized wheat, high fructose corn syrup, processed sugar and flour. All these things are creating, chemical poisons in the body that gives us insulin resistance.
I'd post on my social media page jokingly, but after reading the background research of your company, I'd posted that one fast food joint, the food's rotten. The other one, the service is rotten. So my chance of eating healthy has greatly increased. And it's a good thing for that too, because we have so much opportunity to control our well-being and our health. And what you're doing is, as opposed to having someone bounce around and get a book about this aspect and a book about that aspect, an expert opinion from this aspect, you're taking all of this information to a consolidated form.
Absolutely. And, the thing is this is the key to diabetes or anything, insulin resistance or any disease state, for the American people, medicine tries to make things too scientific, so it confuses us to what the truth really is. And then we believe these doctors because they're white coat and they've been trained that once a diabetic, always a diabetic. And we feel like there's no hope. once you feel like there's no hope, you're just going to take the pill and go, you know, I'm just going to live my life the way I want to live it. And you hit the nail on the head, and I love what you said earlier, is like, what do you want? I mean, what disease complication do you want from diabetes? You know, your eyes go, blind, get an amputation, kidney failure, all those things are coming if you don't get your diabetes taken care of. And it's nothing to mess around with. And so what we do is we take real easy peer form education, put it all into one platform that people can do that follow our program. We have a 90% success rate of reversal of type 2, type 3, diabetes from just following our education platform. We have so much information. It's more than just what you put in your mouth and you eat. We talk about oxidative stress. We talk about the differentials between good and bad fats. We talk about brain health. We talk about so many things that are also contributing factors to diabetes and insulin resistance in just what you put in your mouth. So what if people really follow our education series, there is no way that they, even if they don't reverse it completely, there's no way that they're not going to have way better measures in diabetes and not deal with the end-stage complications.
Say that you use the word reversal. How do you define reversal? As the dictionary term of taking it from reverse from point B to point A, or is it a better, stronger management than what medications are doing?
When I say reversal, I'm talking pure, like diabetes is gone out of your body. Insulin resistance is gone out of your body. That's what I'm talking about, reversal. And it can be done. Once you, like I said, you clean up the cells and clean up the insulin resistance, disease states just go away. Your A1C is not at a risk anymore. You know, between your A1C is between a, you know, 5.1 and a 5.3, you don't have diabetes. So there's no risk complications of what diabetes can create, which you were talking about earlier, all the other, you know, complications that come with diabetes. You know, the scary part is if you have an A1C over 10 for over 10 years, it's proven to shrink the brain and cause type 3 diabetes, vascular dementia of the brain, which is a early onset of dementia, Alzheimer's coming. And so, you know, it's funny. You tell somebody that you're going to, you know, have risk of amputation, they seem like not to care about that. And it drives us crazy because we care about everybody. But if you tell them they're going to lose their memory or be able to remember their loved ones, then that kind of scares them a little bit. And, you know, so we talk about very directly in one of our education series about brain health. But again, when we say reversal, we mean completely reversing the disease. It's not in your body anymore. There's some people that use the word remission. I go, this isn't cancer, guys. I mean, this is diabetes. When you get insulin resistance out of the body, this is a pure reversal of diabetes.
Dr. Tim Keller, who is the founder of U.S. Diabetes Care, usdiabetescare.com, their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Designing the program that you did, you had to make it effective, but you had to make it inviting for someone as well. I mean, a lot of people would just say, okay, you got some way to get me out of this. Great, I'm in. But that's not going to be everyone. I mean, let's be honest about that. So what's the inviting aspect of your program that makes it more user-friendly that you see, at least?
Well, you know, you hit a strong point there. You can lead people to water, you can't make them drink. I think the inviting fact is that Americans are getting a lot more savvy when it comes to health. They're getting a lot more truth about the darkness of big pharma, big medical. And I think that if you invite them in a comfortable environment and you have an education series that's not so scientific that, you know, someone can't understand it, and let's just say what it is, but, you know, make it an understandable education where people can really dive in and get interested in what's being talked about. That's our inviting factor. And we have, you know, a clinic, you know, where people can do telehealth. They can also, get clinical care from us. But the goal really is to reverse diabetes. But again, the inviting factor is, I think we have a real, really fun education process with a digital workbook that goes along with it that anyone can do at their own time and leisure. And, you know, while they're on a walk and listening to an audio report of it or however how they want to do the learning and really fascinating, learn really the truth about diabetes, the truth about environmental stressors of what it does to the body and how we can just get rid of insulin resistance, which, once again, you know, we learn that insulin resistance is the leading cause of all disease states.
And much like our society is right now, too, it's an app society. And you've certainly have seen that as an open door and a pathway to making more people aware of what you're doing through an app.
Yeah. So we have a worldwide app with Apple and Android. You can go on Apple and Android. Everybody's got a smartphone. You can download the app right from your Apple and Android app store. If you want to go to our website, usdiabetescare.com, you can go to the Learn More tab. You can read everything about what the app offers, and then you can download the app right from our website as well.
Learn more at usdiabetescare.com. He is their founder, Tim Keller. Tim, thanks for what you have developed with proven results that people could see at your website, learn from, and be motivated by. And thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate us being on.